Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks Quick Reviews. I'm your host, Barry Ricks, and today's quick review is The Grimwood by Angela Wu and Morgan McAllister. So this game, the concept is you are a villager or someone traveling, and you need to collect certain items when you go into the Grimwood, which is kind of like the Dark Forest or something like that. And you are collecting mythical creatures, you're collecting owls or ravens, and you're mapping out the paths and clearings and stuff like that. So that's the concept, is you're collecting items in this game. So first impressions is, of course, it was great because it came in a little box, and like a card box, and that was the game. It was just all right there. It wasn't this big, ginormous thing, and so it was very compactable and could travel really easily. And the art, I really love the art. It's dark and gritty. It has a look to it, and which is appropriate for the concept of you're going into the Grimwood in the Dark Forest, and I really enjoyed looking at the art, and everyone that I played with had nothing but great things to say about what the art looked like, and so they did a fantastic job on that. So starting the game was super simple. Think of it like playing Rummy with fantastical beasts and dark locations. So if you're not familiar with Rummy, I mean, it's you play it with a regular deck of cards, and you're collecting, three of a kind or four of a kind of certain things, and you lay it out in front of you when you've collected it. And that's what you do in the Grimwood when you collect, let's say, three owls or a path of clearing and a swamp. You lay that in front of you, and you also play the mythical creatures that are, or the supernaturals as they're referred to in the game, and you place that in front of you. And the supernaturals all have special abilities that help you or stick it to the other person playing with you, so that adds an extra element to the game that was really fun. So the gameplay was easy, and it ran very smoothly, and it was quick, because as soon as the deck runs out of cards, the game ends, and you go through it pretty quickly, and it was super fun. We didn't have to reference the rules again, and it was very cut and dry, but it was great. So my overall experience of it was very, very positive. We ended up playing this game a lot over the Christmas holiday break. I played it with we went and visited family. So besides just playing with my wife, I played with my aunts, uncles, in-laws and cousins, and everyone just had a ton of fun playing this game. And so, and it was super fun, super simple, quick, and the setup was easy, and the takedown as well, since it's just in a deck box. So I would give this game a buy. This is something that everyone and anyone can enjoy, and it's super easy to play. So I would definitely say go check out the Grimwood and buy it and add it to your game collection. And it's not like it's going to take up a lot of space either, or take a lot of money out of your wallet. This is something that would be a great addition to anyone's collection. So thank you, Angela and Morgan, for your fantastic game, The Grimwood, and everyone should go check it out. So that is a buy from Sweet Kicks Quick Reviews, and remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.